producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the fourth hour of Overdrive for the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is Friday, February 5th. If you've just joined us, Alex had an amazing show today. And the Sean Stone interview is very interesting. Ended with John Rappaport and Kathleen Willey. So if you did not check it out tonight on our YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel. We'll have the full show up there for you to watch and enjoy. Or if you're a Prison Planet TV member, you can jump on and check out the show that way. We do love our PrisonPlanet.tv members. They make everything that you see here possible, and we do appreciate you. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So I've got a ton of stuff to talk about. I'm going to have some vaccine news at the bottom of the hour. That's pretty amazing. The vaccines that they keep telling you to take don't seem to be working. Wow, what a surprise. And they're, of course, they'll be saying you just need more of them. I'm going to be looking at people that are kicking out these vaccine mongers out of places like Hawaii, but then they're coming or springing up in places like Richmond. I'm also going to show you a video that, to me, proves that cops are not here to protect you. And it didn't happen in our country. And I'm just saying, you know, they used to have protecting the serve on their cars, and now they don't. And this is what happens when the poop really hits the fan. And also, I'm going to show you a debate excerpt from Dinesh D'Souza, who debated Bill Ayers. And we're going to have Richard Reeves on the ground in New Hampshire. But first, let's go to John Bounds' report on what happened when Obama went to the Muslim temple. Here it is.
He talked about how their children were asking, are we going to be forced out of the country? Or are we going to be rounded up?
Yesterday, Obama stirred the pot of intolerance at a Baltimore mosque. The Obama administration would have us all believe his speech is a needed effort to assure Muslim Americans that they will not be subjected to bigotry while he shepherds in Syrian refugees into small American towns to fuel Sharia no-go areas akin to the rape and murder invasion being waged on Europe. There was an open display of the Quran and the word Allah placed behind the president 99 times, a stark contrast to Obama's speeches at Christian churches, where, for example, at Georgetown University in 2012, the White House had the name of Christ covered up by request.
The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. But to be credible, those who condemn that slander must also condemn the hate we see in the images of Jesus Christ that are desecrated.
Back in June of 2009, Obama gave a speech addressed to the Muslim world, titled A New Beginning, no less. In the speech, Obama went on to avoid the word terrorism and announced the future plans to end sanctions with Iran. 2 years later, Egypt was in chaos, in the throes of a violent revolution waged by the Muslim Brotherhood, accelerated by President Obama's ties to its members.
The attacks of September 11, 2001, and the continued efforts of these extremists to engage in violence against civilians have led some in my country to view Islam as inevitably hostile not only to America and Western countries, but also to human rights. All this has bred more fear and more mistrust. So long as our relationship is defined by our differences, we will empower those who sow hatred rather than peace. As the Holy Quran tells us, be conscious of God and speak always the truth.
American Muslims have been practicing their religion peacefully in the United States since the first mosque was built way back in 1929. Of course, Americans aren't wiping out Muslims, but in the Middle East, Muslims are wiping out Christians at a rate of 100,000 per year. Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department is clearing the way to toughen laws regarding material support to designated domestic terror groups. Currently, it is only illegal to provide material support to international international terrorists. Obama's DOJ is essentially seeking to minimize the threat of armed citizens and militias who are simply protecting their communities from the coming Sharia onslaught by designating them as domestic terrorists. Globalist puppet President Obama is subtly terrorizing the citizens of the United States with a meek anti-American.
You can see the rest at the Alex Jones Channel, and it was on last night, the InfoWars Nightly News, so join us there at 7 p.m. Central. We'll be back with Richard Reeves on the ground. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down.
We have a team in New Hampshire right now, or actually almost in New Hampshire. They landed in Boston this morning. They're going to be driving up there. It's Richard Greaves and Matt Weber. Matt's a control room guy who works on the live show, and he also does step in to do field reporting. And he's become a very valuable member of the team. And right now, last night I texted those two guys, and I said, I want you to talk to everybody that you meet in New Hampshire, and just ask them one question and get this on tape. Are they going to be voting for Marco Rubio? Because I am just astounded at how he came out of nowhere in Iowa to place third, because we know Microsoft was counting the votes, and that's his second biggest donor. And so I'm wondering if that will be the same in New Hampshire, because now if you look at, let's see, here's a story out of the Boston Globe. New Globe poll shows Rubio closing in on Trump in New Hampshire. So this looks to be the wunderkind they're going to force on us, Marco Rubio. And here's another interesting story out of the Miami New Times. Marco Rubio's childhood friend tied to Miami's most infamous gay porn case. And it talks about Marco got arrested back in a park that was well known to be like a you know, sort of like a public brothel. And so Marco Rubio is this guy can definitely be controlled. And that is why you see him rising in the polls. So without further ado, Richard Reeves, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Rob Dew, and what you're looking at right now is the steeple of the Old North Church. We are, in fact, right now, we just landed shortly a while ago in Boston, Massachusetts, and behind us at the backdrop is the Old North Church. And just imagine the situation had Paul Revere not done his famous work that night of shining the lights in the steeple of the Old North Church and making his midnight ride, because potentially that's what we've got to potentially... We are shining the light. Alex Jones, Rob Dew, the whole crew at InfoWars is shining the light of the New World Order red coat invasion. But with Rand Paul dropping out, which I know you want to talk about Marco Rubio, so we'll talk about Marco Rubio first. But Rand Paul's dropping out could be literally like Paul Revere not doing the ride that night. So with regards to Marco Rubio, the push for Marco Rubio, the way I figure it, is you've got the anti-establishment vote adding up right now. In Iowa, for example, it added up to 67%, which tells me that the potential out there for an establishment candidate to get consolidated votership would be roughly around 33%. So what I see are the powers that be doing their very best to get that full 33% of the establishment GOP, the old guard GOP people, to rally around and push Marco Rubio. And I would like to remind you that, in fact, we did see in that caucus that we were actually, that Matt and I did live on Skype, we saw, in fact, if I remember correctly, it was 108 votes for Marco Rubio and 56 votes for Donald Trump in second place. So the Marco Rubio zombie bots, New World Order controlled, Fox News controlled bots, they are indeed out there. They are for real. As a matter of fact, right now, when we pulled up to the Old North Church, there's a small tour bus here, and it contained a load of Floridians up here to support on their way to New Hampshire for Marco Rubio. So there are 30 to 33% of the bots that potentially get consolidated for Marco Rubio, and that is the case.
And they're literally busing in supporters, because I don't think they see the same support in New Hampshire that they're going to see in Florida for Rubio, because that's where he's from, that's where he's a senator. And that's really scary that they're going to push. They know Jeb Bush doesn't have a chance, but they go, well, we got this other guy. He's our backup. And, you know, he's like a Mitt Romney, John McCain, as far as I'm concerned, just there to be a placeholder, to do nothing, to allow Hillary Clinton or in last two elections, Barack Obama, just allow him to march right in.
Well, Rob, the New World Order has as many backup plans as there are letters in the alphabet. They've got at least 26 backup plans. Marco Rubio is probably plan B or plan C already, because we know Jeb Bush was, at least on the Republican side, their plan A. Marco Rubio is plan B or C. That may or may not work. But, man, let me tell you, the GOP still has a delegate strategy in the works. And let me kind of segue into the Rand Paul dropping out.
Sure, go ahead.
Let you know why this is critical. I think it's a key mistake that Rand Paul has dropped out this pronto in the race. First of all, there's a big debate coming up tomorrow night. He would have had probably the largest platform to hit the barbed wire on issues, to put news out there, to let people know what's going on out there against the New World Order. He could have been on there tomorrow night. He blew that chance. He's not going to be on the stage tomorrow night. And even bigger, in my book, is that potentially with Rand Paul dropping out, is that percentage that Rand Paul is getting, those people are hot to go to precinct primaries, precinct conventions, precinct caucuses, and potentially him dropping out really impacts the level of patriots that end up going to Cleveland in July. And we need to get the word out that everybody that's liberty and freedom-minded, constitutional-minded, just because Rand Paul has stepped out of the race, do not back out by any means. Make sure and go out and vote. Make sure and be in your caucuses, be in your precinct conventions, and get yourself to Cleveland. Because if not, what the GOP is counting on is they're counting on the old guard establishment GOP party hacks to show up at their conventions and caucuses and end up filling up Cleveland, and then they'll put in whoever they want. They'll put in Mitt Romney or whoever, Marco Rubio. They'll trot in Jeb Bush. And so Rand Paul stepping out right now, I tell you, it's really frustrating because I don't think that Rand Paul gave Alex Jones a five-minute phone call in this decision-making process, and that's irritating because we, the InfoWarriors, Alex Jones, all the whole audience out there and everybody...
Been very supportive of the Pauls, very supportive of
exactly.
what they've been doing.
Right. In 2008, Ron Paul could win a House district in around Victoria, Texas mm-hmm. on his own. But the 2008 campaign, Alex Jones, the InfoWarriors, all the audience that's out there listening to the broadcast today, it's you guys that we made it all together. We made the Ron Paul phenomenon happen in 2008.
Even Hillary Clinton admitted she'd never seen so many vigorous support for any candidate ever than she saw for Ron Paul. She admitted that in a congressional hearing.
That's right. And that enthusiasm, that diligence of the volunteerism, the working that they're willing to do, the phone calls they're willing to make, the doors they're willing to knock on, the conventions they're willing to attend, if we lose that factor, then 20% of the Patriots that should be at Cleveland will probably not show up. And Rand Paul is not providing any direction to those people, the people on the ground, the folks on the ground that are voting in Iowa and all these different states. In 2012, it was Iowa that was one of the states that had a Ron Paul majority in 2012 at the RNC, the Republican National Convention down in Florida in 2012. Iowa was one of those states. It was because those people that went to those caucuses the night of the Iowa caucus back in 2012 followed through with the convention process. They went to their county convention, senatorial district, state convention, and they followed up through, and they made it as a majority up to the RNC in 2012, and they were prepared to deliver a majority of their votes at the RNC for
right.
Ron Paul.
And Paul beats five other people that are still in the race. You know,
absolutely. He finished fifth.
Yeah.
He had a respectable finish. And I understand the thinking that, I've got a hot race in my Senate seat. But you know what? He could have done himself a lot of good by being in this big national debate.
Built a lot of capital. Because the New Hampshire, that's what everybody's looking at now. This is the first primary. This is what people are gearing for. And this is going to set the tone. Iowa, sometimes, Rick Santorum won it last election. He's nowhere. And he already dropped out. But he won it last time. He got 1% of the vote this time.
Right.
So we know he's not the anointed one, unlike Marco Rubio, who we saw jump into third. And I think that's really troubling. I think he's going to be the new face of the Republican establishment. They're going to be pushing him. I think Trump's kind of alienated himself from Fox News by not participating in that Fox News debate and really calling out.
Right. As a matter of fact, I even talked about that the Saturday after we were in Dubuque, Iowa. The Saturday after the Fox debate where Trump put on the veterans fundraising event,
mm-hmm.
I talked about that how on Saturday, basically Fox News had an ignore blackout on Donald Trump. They started focusing strictly on a battle between Rubio and Cruz, Rubio, and they were boosting Rubio up over and over. And then sure enough, that has continued that, Fox is playing the angry bits of Trump's speeches. But he's not coming on live like he was. They're not lavishing these interviews on him like they were. And so, Fox is really ticked off. The battle between Trump and Fox is not over because Roger Ailes, as a matter of fact, we probably had reports on InfoWars, but Rush Limbaugh came out here in the last two or three days how he's liking Marco Rubio all of a sudden too.
Of course. He's going to be the anointed one. He's who they're going to push on us. He was Plan B, Plan C. Maybe they thought Christie could do it for a while, but, they're definitely shoving it in our face, and it's really disgusting. Hey, when we come back from break, I want to play you a couple clips. Kid Daniels, when interviewed Lou Rockwell, you know, speaking of Rand Paul and libertarianism, at the Mises Circle event that was in Houston, Texas on January 30th, he has two clips, one about martial law and one about Bernie Sanders. So I'd like to play those and get your comments on them. And I've also got some vaccine news. We got Richard Green's on the ground in Boston, right where Paul Revere lit the light and then made that famous midnight ride to go warn people that the British were coming. I actually was there in Lexington and Concord. Watching one of the reenactments back in 2009 when Oath Keepers was there holding their, I guess it was one of their first big ceremonies that they were holding there, and they had to get special permission because the people of Lexington did not want to allow real patriots into their hallowed ground. They only wanted their controlled version of events, which is what we're going on with today. Same thing, looking at this Republican nomination process. So we'll be right back. It's the Alex Jones Show. It's Overdrive. I'm Rob Due hosting. We got Richard Greaves in Boston. We'll be right back.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds of 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN, 866-987-THIN. Make the call, 866-987-THIN.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, practically martial law.
Well, that's what they want, and I've always thought that one of the things that happened after 9/11, I won't say it was entirely a military coup, but it had aspects of a military coup. No question, the military took on far more power than it ought to have, and I would argue probably it should have any power, but certainly it was massively increased, very, very unfortunately. So, and we know this is what they'd like. They'd like to, if some, just like in Paris, if some city is giving them trouble, you know, maybe not paying the property taxes in a future depression, send in the troops.
Interesting point. The IMF, World Bank, they could ask Obama to deploy troops to this third world country that's behind on their debts. Even though
that's right.
The debts are designed for them not to get out of. So you could literally have American troops maybe going in occupying countries and taking their natural resources and assets to settle these so-called debts.
Or confiscating our guns.
Yeah.
There you go. That was Lou Rockwell. That's an excerpt from an interview that Kit Daniels is going to release tomorrow. And we're going to play another clip on Bernie Sanders coming up. But, you know, talking about the world economy, we have Citi saying world economy seems trapped in death spiral. That came out just 3 hours ago on MSNBC. And Richard, you're at the spot where a few years ago after the Boston Marathon bombing in Watertown, they went door to door pulling people out of their homes at gunpoint. So guys, and the FBI claimed they didn't know who these guys were, yet they had interviewed the older boy, Tamerlan, and his mom a couple years before. Yet they go on TV going, "We don't know who these guys are. You need to help us." So you're kind of in the epicenter of you know, the New World Order's martial law grip. I think that's where you're going to see it first. If anything breaks down, it's going to be in the Northeast. You got Baltimore. You got those cities like that. Chicago, definitely. So, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, all these major cities in the Northeast, you know, you've got the major bridges where they can just create total bottlenecks and checkpoints very easily. So, yes, you're right. And that, you know, the Boston Marathon bombing, that was a textbook New World Order run-through test case of, you know, bringing in martial law. So, you know, we saw some of that martial law happen here recently with that big, you know, blizzard that they had 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Telling people to stay in their homes.
Yeah, Chris Christie's acting like Napoleon, trying to, you know, up his presidential cred as a candidate. And so, yes, that's just it. That's why 2016 election, to me, is so important. The way I see it is because, as Larry Nichols just said yesterday, folks, make sure and listen to that archive of Larry Nichols yesterday with Alex if you didn't hear it, is 2016 may be our last election where we've got even a chance of making a difference. Yeah, black box voting is a concern. You know, there's a lot of concerns along the way, but nonetheless, if we show up, you know, the reason that we're in the shape we're in is because good men and good women have done nothing for so long, and if we just show up here in 2016, we've got a chance to reverse a lot of this and get our country back. I really believe that.
I totally agree, and that's why we have you on the ground, to point out anything that may look fudgy or fuzzy. And I really want you to find some Marco Rubio supporters, because I am amazed that any of them out there really exist. It was like, you know, for years.
Well, we can get in that fortress down there in Austin in our central command center and start believing that, but it's just a situation that kind of sometimes people get in a bubble. The Marco Rubio people really are out there, but it's that old GOP. It's that old establishment guard, like I said.
Well, it's
that
like
old establishment guard.
I agree. It's like, but they don't put signs up. They're not fervent fans, you know. When Ron Paul was out there, you saw Ron Paul signs everywhere. I never saw a John McCain sign or a Mitt Romney sign. You know, never. And it's just like, then they just come out of the woodwork on their walkers or canes or whatever. You know, they believe in the establishment because they've put all their money into it. So they still want, they just think the government's going to give them that little bit of freedom left with their Social Security. So they want to keep the system as it is and not have any positive change. They just want to keep the fractional reserve banking, the Federal Reserve. They want it all just to sit here so we live in perpetual debt.
Well, the word, the top-down word from GOP establishment is telling the GOP minions, the establishment minions, hey, Marco Rubio right now. That's what they're being told right now. They're being led that way in you know, different fashions, media and organizational at the county level, et cetera. So, yes, Marco Rubio, people really are out there. As a matter of fact, just this past Sunday, we went to an event in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where he probably had about 500 people on a Sunday. But then the following Monday, the next day, in the middle of the workday, Donald Trump had 1,000 people. So, yes, they're out there. I don't think Marco Rubio should be polling anywhere near Donald Trump. But he has got the big media push, and he's got the big money push, because one thing you'll notice is that Marco Rubio, when he's giving a speech and he's speaking in public or whatever, I don't think I've ever heard him put out his website. I don't think I've ever heard him request, hey, donate a dollar, donate $20 or whatever. So that's kind of telling me that, hey, money's not an issue for Marco Rubio.
Yeah, I believe it. And I think people are siphoning their super PAC funds over to him now that they see the writing on the wall that people aren't buying a third Bush presidency.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob, we are going to be signing off. We'll come back in when we get to New Hampshire later today.
Sounds good. We'll get you on the nightly news. Thanks, Richard Reeves. Reporting live from Boston, I'm Rob Dew. We're going to be back here. I got some exciting vaccine news, so stay tuned.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are halfway through the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for joining us. This is Rob Dew sitting in as host, the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Hour. And if you are listening to this on the radio and you'd like to watch a TV version of this, go to Infowars.com/show and you can watch TV video. And Alex Jones is coming in right now with some big announcement.
Well, no, it's just that, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was just sitting in there on the couch doing a research meeting for the Swedish bikini team, and I'm joking. Seriously, I dropped the ball earlier. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to ask Ken if you covered it yet. Ron Paul came out, and there's video of it. It's on Infowars.com. Oh, like an evangelist preacher, man. I didn't realize I had my hair like that. See, I was sitting on the couch having a meeting about stuff and sitting there playing with my hair. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, this is spontaneous, teleprompter free, as you can tell. Ron Paul, cruise on libertarian. He's owned by Goldman Sachs.
Oh, that's huge.
That's a big blow, that and that's huge. Good for Trump.
Yeah.
So we need to get that article out. That's really important. Sorry, I just hadn't got.
Well,
that.
And here's the quote. I mean, he and Hillary have more in common than we would with Cruz and Trump.
Yeah, he's still kind of hitting at Trump right there. But.
Yeah. Ted Cruz isn't a free market libertarian. Ron Paul warned to his son's former supporters on Friday. You take a guy like Cruz. People are liking the Cruz. They think he's for the free market. And in reality, he's owned by Goldman Sachs. Well, his wife works for Goldman Sachs. I mean, that's the key right there.
They did.
They gave him some low-interest loans.
Ron Paul, I get Trump's not perfect. But here's the deal. The whole establishment is obviously against Trump. For real. So, okay, fine. Who are we going to support then?
Marco Rubio. That's who they want to push on us. That's our savior. Thanks, Alex, for jumping in.
Cut some ads.
Right. Oh, yeah?
I forgot you're on the studio.
Well, let me do an ad for you. Introducing Anthroplex, twice-daily pill formulation for men.
Anthroplex.
Only.
Hey, this is badass stuff, and if you don't use it, you're a commie.
There you go. It really is. I started using it yesterday with the Super Male Vitality. I've noticed just a massive amounts of energy. It's got things like horny goat weed, zinc orotate, so it's a powder form as Super Male is a liquid form. And I do play basketball in the winter. And I've always been taking my Super Male and my vitamin B, that B12 that we sell, Secret 12, right before every game. Gives me lots of energy. So I'm waiting to see. I haven't had a game yet on the Anthroplex, but I'm waiting to see how it reacts as well because I'm getting up there. I'm 41, about to be 42. And I need all the help I can get sometimes running around the court with 26-year-old guys who are complaining that they're tired. And I'm barely gasping for breath. So check out Anthroplex. It's brand new, and you get 15% off when you get it with Super Male Vitality and free shipping. So order both today, Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality. Super Male is one of our most popular products, and I take it every day. So check it out. Let's get to, guys, I'm going to switch things up on you. Let's get to this Fox News Latino story, and it's video. Watch, six Mexican cops run from cartel hitmen who execute man in front of his family. And I'm doing this to illustrate the fact that here in our country, we've had we have an invasion of the cartel. They're coming in to the United States to deliver drugs, to take out hits on people. It's happening. It's happening on our southern border, and our southern border is wide open. We've shown you the video of the guys bringing giant packages across the river, paddling across. And I think we actually have a video that McBreen put in, so y'all could pull that video up because I do want to play it and I'll narrate over it. But we showed you the video of the guys throwing the drugs into the car and then running back over. I mean, it's just wide open. And the Border Patrol was there right before that, and 10 minutes before the guys came across, they drive away. It's a game. But if you get caught with these drugs, you're going into jail for a long time. You're going to be on parole. You're going to have your underwear sniffed nonstop by these people. So let's go to the video. I'll kind of narrate it for those watching on TV. It's a portrait cell phone cam, which, you know, please, if you're going to take video, just turn your camera sideways. It makes it a lot easier for us video people. So let's roll that video. And there's the cops running. They have body armor and semi-automatic weapons. They're running to their truck right now. And they're about to drive off. Look, there goes the truck. And this lady's like, hey, what are you guys doing? You're leaving. And now it cuts to inside the house. You can see the cartel men grab this guy. And they're dragging him outside. And you're going to hear the gunshots in a second. And this is just below our border. This is right south of us. This is happening. And there you go. The cartel went after this guy. He was a merchant. I mean, just four state police officers and two municipal town officers fled. And so the police are not going to protect you when it hits the fan. And so you have to protect yourself, which is why we have to have a Second Amendment. That illustrates right there why you have to have a Second Amendment and why you have to viciously protect it when people go after it. Viciously. And here's a video from Dinesh D'Souza, and I'm going to get to this vaccine news. We still got plenty of time left. Here's Dinesh D'Souza. He was in the University of Michigan debating Bill Ayers on the topic, what's so exceptional about America? And it had 15,000 viewers online and 500 people there. And here they are talking about how Dinesh, gives some money to a candidate. He gets 8 months in prison. Bill Ayers bombs the Pentagon. Nothing happens. So here's that clip.
So I think our criminal justice system is catastrophic and needs to be dramatically changed. One of the things I think is also catastrophic in it is that the political system is something that's now for sale. It's on the auction block. And Dinesh referred to his time in custody. Were you in custody? I'm not sure. He had
an overnight custody.
He had an assistant drop him off at his sleeping quarters overnight. Mm-hmm. I offered to write him a letter to the judge asking him not to put Dinesh in prison. He turned it down because I was going to advocate that he go to North Carolina and register voters, which would fit the crime of corrupting the political process in New York. But no, I think the criminal justice system is deeply corrupt, and it's corrupted by politics.
Okay. The inequity of our criminal justice system is on full display right on this podium right here. So I gave $20,000 of my own money over the campaign finance limit. I got 8 years, 8 months in overnight confinement.
8 months or 8 years?
8 months.
As you said, 8 years.
You bombed the Pentagon and tried to bomb all kinds of other things. How much time did you do in the slammer?
Yeah, how much? He did nothing. So they're illustrating the inequities of the justice system. If you're in the in crowd, you can do whatever you want. Like this guy Scarelli, Martin Scarelli. I saw in the video he was doing some testimony. Well, he went to his Fifth Amendment. He invoked it. And here's a guy who's not part of the system. And yeah, he's probably a jerk. You know, I don't know the guy, but here you got a guy who raised the price of this AIDS drug, you know, which he can legally do. But people are hammering him, saying he's a gutless weasel, all this stuff. And then and he also got the Wu-Tang, the only Wu-Tang album that's ever been printed of their new album. But anyway, beside the point, he gets thrown to the wolves and everybody's like, yeah, we got one. We got him. And he's nothing. He's nothing. He's small time compared to what goes on with the vaccine industry, which brings me to my next set of topics. This is out of Quartz in India. An Indian biotech company has been developing Zika vaccines for over a year. Maybe they know something we didn't know because this just started hitting the news a couple weeks ago. And one of the scientists says, we never expected the virus to become a serious issue. But now they've stepped up their plans to rush the vaccine to development. And this is, let's see, the name of the company I don't have in front of me right now, but they're developing two versions. One uses DNA that belongs to the Zika virus. So they're going to inject DNA of the virus into your body. And the other is an inactivated version of the virus. And they think that's going to be the most cost-effective and the best one that's going to have the better chance of success. And the vaccines are tough for pharmaceutical companies. Success rates are low and costs are high, they noted in this article, which I agree. Success rates are low. These things don't really work. And what they're doing is injecting things like aluminum and mercury and polysorbate 80 into your body and telling you it's for your health. Now we go to a CNN article. Whooping cough protection fades fast after Tdap booster study finds. does not provide long-lasting protection. They found it protected about 69% of adolescents against whooping cough in the first year, but then it dropped to 57% in the second year, 25% in the third, and 9% in the fourth year. So 91% ineffective. That's even worse than the flu shot. And now you're seeing this. Here's another article. Why are so many California kids getting whooping cough despite being vaccinated? And they say, but you know, most of these kids get it by the time they're six, so the population should have been fully inoculated, but they're getting 10 and 11-year-olds are getting it, so that's 4 years later. You're seeing a 9% effectiveness right there. And they can't figure out what it is, why they can't figure out why this is the case. So their solution will be to give more kids vaccines and give them more of the booster. It's like, you're not getting enough of this garbage, so we're going to have to give you more. Now, let's look at, where's this other one? For the article from Hawaii, yes. Hawaii lawmakers kill vaccine bill after heated debate. After listening to residents speak out against vaccines and saying they cause everything from autism to the Zika virus, Hawaii lawmakers killed a bill to speed up the state's processing for adopting federal vaccination guidelines. The bill would have allowed the state health department to easily adopt the federal rules, which some opponents of the measure fear would result in more vaccination. Of course it is. They're going to find anything they can and inject it into your body. Now, you have a bill, HB 1342. This is out of the Richmond Sunlight, tracking Virginia's General Assembly since 2007. This bill is immunization requirements related to an administration of vaccines. And basically, when you go in and read the lawyer language here, they want to make every child at a public, private, middle, secondary, child care center, nursery school, family daycare, home, developmental center, shall have to get the immunization schedule and be strict with that in accordance with the schedule developed and published by the Centers for Disease Control, the Advisory Council of the Immunization Practices, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, so which includes the hepatitis vaccine, the diphtheria toxoid, the tetanus toxoid, which is in the DTaP, which is in the diphtheria pertussis, which is whooping cough. So they want to inject that whooping cough vaccine into you, which they say is not even effective now after the fourth year of getting it.
Just a freedom alert, the bill did fail.
This bill did fail.
Yes.
Very good. And that came out in late January. So the fact that it did fail, and they had crossed out pieces in here to allow people to, even from a doctor, opt out of this licensing here. So they were going to make this as draconian as the California bill. So luckily it did fail, and that's good news. Where did you find that? Did you just look it up?
It's on the bill's website. It said the outcome was that it did fail.
Oh, okay. But that's what they're trying to pull. They're trying to put these things in, and they're going to keep trying it. And unless people get up and stand up, I interviewed a lady last night. Her son, 6 years old, has autism. This is for the Nightly News. We interviewed her for about 5 minutes. She's putting on an event in Dayton, Ohio. And I tell you, it was really sad. Her little boy jumped in on camera, cute little kid, but you could tell, like, he is severely damaged. And she says it was after he got the MMR vaccine, right after that, developed autism and severely limited. And, man, it was just sad to see. When you see the real face of what these parents have to go through. I mean, being a parent is hard enough when you have kids that have all their faculties. Like, my 10-year-old makes his own lunch, cooks his own food. He's super independent. But it's so hard raising kids. Can you imagine kids that can't do any of that? And that's what we're bringing in a world of children that can't do anything for themselves. One, they're being trained that way. And two, they're being destroyed by these toxic vaccines. And you just look at here's one of the DTaP vaccine inserts. I printed it out really big. And it talks about getting Guillain-Barré, having encephalitis, encephalopathy. And let's just go to the blood and lymphatic system disorders, cardiac disorders, all these postmarking events that happen after you get the vaccine, and that they're now going to tell you you have to get more of the Tdap vaccine, and also has aluminum hydroxide as an adjuvant and polysorbate 80, both of which are known carcinogens. So there you go. That's what they want to do to your kids. They want to inject that into them, and just it boggles my mind that is the world we're coming into, and that more people aren't standing up. So you need to have events in your area. You need to get involved. You need to speak out against what they're trying to do to our children, because it is a devastating, it's just devastating. I almost have no words to describe how I felt last night while I was interviewing this lady and just looking at the face of her son and just seeing that here's a kid who had so much potential, and yet it was snuffed out because of a syringe. Something this big just snuffed out his potential. And it's really sad. And so that's all really I have to say about that. Educate yourself before you vaccinate and read the damn insert. Do we have time for the Bernie Sanders clip with Kit Daniels? Okay, let's go ahead and go to that. This is Lou Rockwell on Bernie Sanders. This should be interesting.
I think a lot of people, they think government's there to protect them, but reality is government's simply a monopoly on the use of force in a given territory. So government, all it's there to do is to not only protect its monopoly, but to expand it.
Well, you only have to look at, you know, every paper you have to sign dealing with the government, there's a threat. Mm-hmm. If you don't do what they want, they're going to come and get you, and they have the power to jail you.
IRS, like, envelopes, they send you.
Well, on the, you know, a parking ticket.
Yeah.
They have the power to jail you. If you sufficiently resist, they have the power to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not a nice organization. This is a deadly, I would argue, government is mankind's greatest earthly enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the wars it does, the looting it does, the control, it makes us all much poorer than we would be otherwise. It hinders the market, hinders parents in their raising of their children, hinders community development, hinders businesses, churches. We really are a very bad bunch of people, and we're supposed to think that they're superior to us. They're morally superior because they're concerned about, well, the public interest, the public good, mm-hmm. where we're in our nasty little lives, we're concerned about our private interest. But because the government has its own interest, which is in power and growth, money, control, their interest, unlike, you know, the interest of the butcher, he'd like to sell you more meat,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to buy the meat.
Mm-hmm.
The government, you got to buy the meat, and you don't get the meat.
Yeah.
So it's a bad operation.
So with all that said, what do you say to Bernie Sanders supporters that think that, you know, you just get Sanders in office and everything's going to be hunky-dory?
Well, I'd say, a lot of these people have very good instincts. They don't like the crony capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the banks. They don't like Wall Street, big investment, not just all stocks and bonds, but big investment banks,
mm-hmm.
Goldman Sachs.
And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get more of that with Bernie Sanders and all the ring race that want to just say more government.
Are you sneezing, we'll be right back. Coughing and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we covered this earlier when Alex popped in to talk about this article. Ron Paul Cruz, not a libertarian. He's owned by Goldman Sachs. And if you scroll down, we got video of him. Kit Daniels went out to the event at the Mises Institute in Houston, and there is the video. And, you know, Kit Daniels working on a weekend. All right, there he is asking the question. He went to the event, asked a question. That's what you need to be doing out there. Bring your phone with you and record it and then put it up on YouTube and send us a link. And that's how the news works in citizen journalism. Right, Jakari Jackson, who is was a member of the citizen journalism posse before he came here.
Yeah, you just got to be ready. You know, you go out to these events and you never know if you'll have a chance to get a question. But if you do, you know, you have to be ready for it. You take your camera, you take your phone, you take anything you can so you can get this documented and present that out to the public.
Like what Richard Reeves did to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
We got, like, we have Hillary Clinton gold now floating around this office.
A target of opportunity, you know, yeah. whether it was that or when David Knight talked to her at the book signing here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know, so you have to be ready.
Exactly, exactly. So what's coming up tonight on the nightly news?
Well, we will be talking about Hillary, you know, because when she says there's a massive white right-wing conspiracy against her, they take that as gospel. But if somebody in the GOP says maybe something was rotten with the votes, they're like, oh, that guy's just a sore loser. So
he's a conspiracy theorist.
So we'll talk about how she's spending more on her GOP, or she's outspending the GOP more than six of the candidates there. Also, we have the code 291, the Swedish police covering up thousands of crimes involving the refugees. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Mm-hmm. Also, similar to what you were talking about with Kit Daniels' article, Kurt Nimmel has an article, The Men Behind Ted Cruz, Neocons, and a CIA Propagandist. And also, we will re-air the Sean Stone interview that Alex Jones did earlier today.
That was a pretty weird interview. Let me tell you, Sean Stone is out there talking about teleportation and leap portals. And, well, I couldn't believe half of it when I was watching it.
Well, you'll get to see it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Tune in tonight. You guys have another chance to take a look at it.
It was a really good interview, though. One of Alex was asking questions, getting answers. It was one of those just bam, 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 back and forth, which is a really good, really good interview. He also interviewed Kathleen Willey, which I thought she's a powerful woman. I never realized she is just really, she really stepped up and said, no, I'm not going to take it anymore, and got mad as hell. And that's what we need you to do out there. Get mad as hell. Join us in our fight for liberty and freedom. That's what we're doing here. We're not here. We're here because we want to be, but we're here because we have to be, too.
Yeah.
We are going to lose this country and lose our way of life if we just let people like Bernie Sanders get in control, because there ain't going to be no free college.
Well, that's the thing people need to understand. It's not us, you know, me, Rob Dew, Alex Jones against the world. It involves you at home as well. You can't expect us to do everything, because people, you know, they send me stuff. I'm sure you get more than I do. Hey, come out to our city council meeting. Like, bro, you go to your city council meeting with your phone, film it. Yep. And even if the mayor flips you off like they do here in Austin, put it up on YouTube. Let people see what's going on in your city council.
Or if they say, we're going to get your guns as soon as we get this done, we get that on video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you got to be out there and be ready with a camera, ready to go. That's the only thing.
And you can use their own words against them. You don't even have to lie or twist it. Hey, this is the city council or the city councilman at the time in Austin, Texas, saying, hey, you keep your sign down there saying stop the gun ban, because we're going to make the sign legitimate here in a second.
Exactly. And, you know, so that's all I can say. You got to just really get off the couch, get off your butt, get active, have events. Even if it's three people showing up, three people can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Three people, I've seen three people, you know, just about move mountains.
Yeah.
You know, if they work together, form a plan, and just go out and do it. Don't wait for perfection. It's never going to be perfect.
No.
So stay tuned for the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Jakari Jackson is going to be hosting 7 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Rob Dewey. You've been watching the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. That comes on every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then back on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then we have the Nightly News at 7 p.m., and sometimes it goes from 7 to 10:30. Lately, we've been doing a lot of those marathon broadcasts live, making fun of these idiots that want to control you. Control you, that's what they want. So get active and get awake. All right, we'll see you next time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.